Hey, it's Jay Thomas, and I'm broadcasting at WOW once again. I'm here with Faith the Lioness. And Faith, this is going to be a brand new season. What do you got planned for it?
I cannot say what I have planned because there's so many surprises that are coming. So I'd say just stay tuned. There's going to be some great wrestling and storylines that you do not want to miss.
All right, it's going to be fun. And you, from what I have found out, you are fairly new to this business.
Yeah, I'm 19. I graduated high school in 2017. Straight out of that, I was like, I'm a wrestler. I'm going to be going to the College of Wrestling at WOW. So that was it right there.
So what made you step into the ring for the first time? What made you think like, oh, I think I might want to do this?
Yeah, so I've started with MMA. I have my black belt in Taekwondo and have just loved doing that my whole life as well. And I thought about joining the UFC, but I also love making music and acting, and my goal is to make action films one day as well. But in UFC, it's inevitable that you'd get your face rearranged and cauliflower ear. And I was like, well, I can't have that if I want to act, you know? So actually, on a casting site, WOW came up looking for new wrestlers. And I was like, wrestling? Like, I can totally, because you pull some stuff out of MMA into wrestling, you know? So I was like, heck yeah, I'm going to just go to this tryout right now and we'll see what happens. And I fell in love.
And that's the thing, too, that I don't think everybody knows. I didn't know this until I got here this week. You trained with WOW. They have a training facility. What's that like?
So it's out in Long Beach. It's my second home, basically. And it's really just a family, and Selena and all the wrestlers will come there. It's kind of a release. Once you get in there, all the drama in your life and the setbacks, you leave behind and you forget about when you're in there. And it's, we train, you know, whether it's all literally all day or from 6 p.m. till midnight, like, it doesn't matter, but we lose track of time in there and we just want to wrestle.
So, and you were saying before, Tessa's, you know, worked with you there and she helps teach. So at some point, do you think it will come down to you and Tessa?
I do. You should definitely stay tuned for this season. You know, I want that belt as well. You feel me? So, and Tessa's an amazing competitor, and I look up to her, so she's a dream match for me.
That's cool. And with only, you know, 5 matches under your belt, you got a long career ahead of you, and you're already setting your sights on that championship.
I am, of course. You always have to believe in yourself. That's part of my persona as well, as I love to instill confidence in other people and inspire them that they don't have to limit themselves to one thing and to really go big or go home, because that's just how you have to do it. You can't have any doubts, even though it's easier said than done. But when it comes down to it, that adrenaline will kick in, and just, you got to really believe in yourself. Just believe, have faith.
So is that where the whole WOW superheroes comes in for you? What does that mean to you?
So being a WOW superhero, I love seeing the little kids' faces, you know, and just, they're so genuinely happy, you know, to be watching this. And that really inspires me right there. And just giving that confidence to other people and motivational talks and just showing, like, if I can do this, y'all can do this. If you really want to do it, you know, just putting that work in and just believing in yourself as being a WOW superhero, just want to inspire people.
Black belt in Taekwondo, how does that play into the ring for you?
So my finisher, it's called the tornado kick. It's part of my finisher, and I also do a missile drop kick that I like to call leap of faith. There's, you know, when it comes to strikes and elbows, and as far as the, you know, all the placement and everything, my Taekwondo definitely plays into that. And stamina wise, and not being afraid as well, like diving out of the ring. I just did that for the first time, and I was like, well, here we go.
The dive was pretty impressive. I didn't see it coming. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, there she goes. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And it is amazing when you look at the crowd, how many different kind of people are in that crowd. It's just about everybody gets drawn to wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And it's like the build up to the end of the match. That's what we really want, is to get everybody super excited and like, what's going to happen?
I think season 2 is going to be really successful. And so you got quite a bit planned. Are you involved in the tag team circuit at all?
I am. And I will actually be partnering up with a surprise, so you guys will see once you see this show.
So this season's gonna have a lot to do with faith.
Gotta have faith.